Okay, if the folks at Tudor Road want to start, I'll get everybody that I haven't gotten already.
Okay, so Sherry at Tudor here, starting with me, Dan Nelson, John, and then let's go around here for just names and who you're representing.
Sure. Carlos Simmons with Motorola Solutions.
Mike Fink with Motorola Communications.
Travis Cornett.
Nate Skinner.
Scott Domo.
And that's everybody.
Hi, this is Sherry. Who joined, please? Okay, John, if you're ready, we can go ahead and start the meeting.
Sherry, thank you so very much. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. On the clock on the wall, I show at just about 1:30. If we could start with the welcome and roll call. Sherry?
Okay, on the telephone, myself, Sherry Schaefer, Tech Sergeant Christopher Maley, Officer James Nelson, Mr. Sam Young, Ms. Tammy Goggia, Mr. Carlos Simmons. Carlos, are you at Tudor or are you on the phone?
I'm at Tudor.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Mr. Timothy Woodall, Mr. David Reed, Mr. Chris Martin, Mr. Robert Reddington, Mr. Henry Cole, Mr. David Brown, Mr. Scott Nelson, Mr. Jim Goodman. Is there anybody, let's see, Ms. Naomi Ulrich and Staff Sergeant James Angel. Is there anybody else on the phone whose name I have not called? I see Keith Berrien has joined us on the phone. Is that correct? Okay. Present in Anchorage, I show Mr. Dan Nelson, Mr. Carlos Simmons, Mr. John Rockwell, Mr. Mike Fink, Mr. Travis Conant, Mr. Nate Skinner, Mr. Scott Stormo. Is there anybody else present in Anchorage whose name I have not called?
No, that covers it, Sherry.
Okay, that does complete the roll call. And just a reminder for everybody, please make sure your microphones are muted. That way we don't get your background noise. Thank you so much.
Sherry, thank you again for the roll call. And at this point, I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting. Just for additional introductions of our guests from Motorola. Mike, would you like to introduce yourself and talk about your role at Motorola?
Sure. Mike Fink with Motorola Solutions. I'm a area sales manager for the strategic projects team with Motorola.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike. And then Carlos.
Thank you, John. Carlos Simmons. So I am a regional manager for Next Generation Core Services for Motorola Solutions. And I have responsibilities over Alaska, Hawaii, Canada, Central U.S., and Western U.S.
Thank you very much, Carlos. And both Mike and Carlos are here for after we adjourn the meeting for the ongoing meeting, and they'll be doing a demonstration on the next-gen core services. So to continue on, hopefully everybody had a chance to review the January meeting minutes. At this time, I would entertain a motion to approve.
This is Tammy Goggia Cockrell. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Tammy, thank you so very much. And a second?
Second, Keith Berrien.
Thank you, Keith. At this time, I'd like to open it up for any comments, corrections, or questions. Hearing none, I approve the January meeting minutes. Moving on to the next agenda item is the review of the issues and risk log. I do see one issue regarding a vacant position, the alternate DOD Eielson UC position. Sherry, at this time, is it appropriate to make a motion to appoint Sergeant Christopher Maley, or is that, should we wait for another opportune time?
Actually, the user council doesn't have to make the motion. We just have to go ahead and forward it to the executive council for their approval.
Thank you very much. So at this time, I just want to remind people that we're going to be forwarding an approval of the appointment of Sergeant Maley as a new alternative rep to the ALMR User Council for the DOD and Eielson Air Force Base. The action item list, I don't see anything new in the action item list. The one that we're carrying over from December of 2020 is the development of the transition policy regarding the non-TDMA radios. I don't know if there's any questions regarding that. Hearing none.
I just comment on that just briefly as an update for folks. That upgrade is in progress that we'll talk about here in just a few minutes, but I think until the schedule gets a little bit tighter and a little bit more definite, it would be good to keep that on there just to carry forward until we have a bit more information.
Thank you very much. Also, a correction on the active items and log issue list. There is an update regarding LMO on the outages caused on the Glen Highway to Rich. And perhaps, did you want to comment on that? It says that the funds were identified to replace the string of legacy microwave.
That's mine to talk about. I think we're looking to just take that one off. The majority of the microwave has been replaced. That was related to that conversation. There's a lot more microwave components that are going to be replaced over this next summer, but it's not related to what drove that initial action item.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Scott, for the clarification. So at this time, I'll pass it over to the...
One second, John. I just have an update for the one that's sort of the rectifier issue at R1 North.
Okay.
The guys went out there and was doing a PMI, and they just verified the rectifiers. And there's no alarm, and it looked like it has been replaced at some point in the last year. I'm not sure who replaced it or any of that stuff, but we can take that one off the list. There's no more alarms on the rectifier at R1 North.
That would be OP06.
Yes, that one could be removed.
Thank you, Travis. Sherry, you caught that?
I did. I will note that is closed.
I appreciate it. Thank you so very, very much. If there's no other issues that we need to bring up at this time, we'll move on to the Operations Management Office overview. Mr. Nelson.
All right. Thank you very much, and I certainly appreciate the time. I'll go through just a few brief items today for my report from January. So going off our agenda, so starting to talk about training. We have I announced that we were doing our next live training here this week, actually, but due to some other conflicts, that has been moved. So that training will be rescheduled for the first week of March. I believe the Tuesday before our next user council meeting is when we have that scheduled, and we'll get an invite announcement out. As a reminder, that training will go over programming best practices. The next item is console reboots. So just for everybody's reminder, I talked about this last month, and in some of our annual security reports, the reboots to consoles and other items that are attached to the ALMR system came up in our security assurance audit. And essentially the background on this is, remember monthly Motorola and Windows patches and other security updates are pushed to those devices, but they do require reboots for those to take effect. We have noticed that there are a number of consoles on the system that haven't been rebooted in some time, causing those to stack up and potentially becoming a security issue. So, we're looking at a couple different things maybe to help with that, some reminders or some other scripts on those systems. But of course, we want to be very, very cognizant of the fact that those are operational consoles. We don't want to interrupt any process or force anything to happen. So that discussion is still ongoing, and I will be probably talking to our dispatch center managers to get their input before we go forward. So I will certainly update, but please take this as a reminder. If you haven't updated, or I'm sorry, excuse me, if you haven't restarted those consoles, please be sure to do so. And remember that the help desk sends out a reminder when those patches are applied. So please take the time to do that. Some of those are fairly backed up. They'll require several restarts. But if you have any questions or anything on that, the help desk is happy to talk about that. We did a vendor outreach call yesterday. This is something that has, just because we upgrade and because of the busy schedules, we haven't had a chance to talk with our vendors, but we had 11 attendees yesterday, and we just provided an update on the upgrade that Travis will talk about here, and talked about some of the things that we're looking at in the upcoming times. And one of the main things was, we know that there are probably some new products, new radios coming out that will want to go through our acceptance testing process, and to make sure that we have, you know, hopefully a heads up or some knowledge that that's coming, so we can be sure in between the SMO's staffing schedule that we have the folks available to make sure those APPs get done. So with the field work, PMIs, and other things that Travis's group has coming up, it's going to be certainly a busy spring and summer. The annual inventory confirmation has gone out to all of our agencies. So if you'll recall, in the late December and the last part of the year, the help desk sends out the inventory list for folks to check and update as needed for their subscriber units. And then, as required by audit, we have all of our member agencies certify that those are correct and ready to go. About a quarter of our agencies have returned those so far, and they are due by April 29th. So for any user council reps that are on, if you could help us remind your agencies to get those signed off, and also, of course, to submit any corrections to help desk, it'd be very much appreciated. So talking about some document reviews, we had just a few last month that we looked at, the catastrophic natural events contingency plan, our service level agreement, and the new user policy and procedure. Also, as you may remember from the last meeting, we did an out-of-cycle update for our grant guide to give some updated guidance to folks that maybe were looking to apply for grant funding. That was approved by the user council by an email vote, so certainly appreciate that. And that updated grant guide is up on the website. And I'll also make a note here that we've got an article talking about that in our ALMR newsletter that just came out. So if you have not looked at that, please feel free to look at that in your email and send that along to your users. Talking about our system metrics, I'll put up on the screen for folks. So as far as calls, we went up just a little bit from December. We had about 1,149,000 group and individual calls. Our push to talks were up about 2,085,000. It's interesting, if you look at this graph that's on the screen here, so compared to last year, it was actually quite an increase from January of last year to January of this year, perhaps because of weather and other activities, but certainly busy on the system and being used. I know there's some exercises and other things going on in different parts of the state as well. We had 217 busies. That's down 169. Again, we had quite a few exercises in the zone two, which I think I talked about driving some of those busies last month. A total of 24,636 subscribers on the system in the zone one and zone two, so that does exclude the AWARN, the Municipality of Anchorage radios. Finally, the last graph I have on here is our sites below 3.9, and you'll notice that those have increased, so 6, and those have increased to 14. About 5 of those are due to a preventative maintenance, and there are also a few things in there due to some communications and power failures. So we did have a couple sites that we had a power failure at one site that needed to be addressed, so caused some of those other sites to go, as well as some communication issues at another. So some things to certainly be looking at, but everything has been resolved and has some has a good explanation. So not too concerned about that, but I do want to bring up one site that I want to talk about, which is Hill 3265. That site is up in Zone 2, and right now that site is currently inaccessible to the road. So we have potentially a power cut or fiber cut or both to that site, which they're unable to get to assess. So that has been down since January 6th. It is a Air Force site, so what I would recommend is they're working out a plan to get that addressed. And I know our Motorola technician up there was going to touch base next week, and Fairbanks has had quite a bit of ice and weather, so there's some concerns getting up there at this point. So they are working on that, but I would suggest we just add that to our issue and risk log so we can track that and certainly update everybody Finally, just some of our website statistics had 813 page views and 246 different unique sessions. Most of those things are being accessed by a desktop. I will remind folks we are still working on transitioning some of that over to the new server, which is causing some issues with our DoD customers. So if there are any DoD customers, or really anybody that can't get to anything, if you click on something and it looks like it's broken, just give Sherry or I a call or an email, and we'll get you what you need right away. And hopefully that, I've got a meeting about that tomorrow. I'm hoping that's going to get resolved here in the next couple days. That is kind of the conclusion of my report right now. One other thing that I will add, the Operations Management Office and System Management Office have reached out to some of our users in the Thompson Pass area for the Divide site. There is some potential for long-term construction this summer or this fall, replacing a tower and shelter. So looking at assessing what the impacts of that will be. So not a time-sensitive issue, but some of our folks, AST, the City of Valdez, are working on what that implication might be and some contingency planning. So I'll report on that when we have a little bit more information on that. I'm going to pause for a second before I ask our user council representatives to provide any reports and see if there are any questions for me.
Thanks, Dan. Are there any questions for Mr. Nelson?
So hearing none, I just want to check in with our user council representatives. If you have anything you'd like to share or any questions, please feel free to reach out. Let me start in the Southeast region. Are there any representatives from Southeast on the call?
Hi, good afternoon. It's Erin Calwara from Juneau Police Department. I'm on the call. I don't have any new updates.
Thank you very much for being on the call with us. Let's go to Central. Any updates or items from the Central area for our users?
Hello, this is Tammy, and I do not have any updates other than we still have a vacancy for our alternate position. And I haven't heard of any interest yet, but I'll be putting the word out to try and see what interest there is in filling the position. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And just as a reminder, that was a vacancy Chief Lamarck, we talked about last month, has retired from Savannah PD, so opened up a vacancy there. And of course, I want to recognize with Mr. Goodman back on the call. I'm glad to have you back with us as well. How about going up to the northern region? Any reports or issues from north?
Keith Berrien, Northern Region. Nothing to add new to this meeting other than we're still working on getting dialed down contact information for a few of our represented agencies.
Perfect. Thank you very much for all the user council reps. And of course, you remember if there are anything you hear from your users or any questions, please feel free to reach out to the help desk or to myself, and we'll be happy to get you answers or work on those things. Before I turn this back, I do just want to add one item that I didn't get a chance to talk about before. This last week, I had an opportunity to go to the Fairbanks area and visited a few of our dispatch centers. There were some last-minute changes, but I had the opportunity to work with a few of those folks and do some audits and things and also look at the master site and some of that. So obviously, with budgets and constraints the way it is, it's not easy to get some travel in, but luckily, we were able to make that work. So. Hopefully, we can continue to do some of those things, but as always, we'll let you know when we're in your area, and if you have issues or anything, and we just fit that into the schedule, we'll absolutely make that work. And that's the end of my report.
Mr. Nelson, thank you so very much for that report. At this time, I'd like to move it on to the System Management Office and turn it over to Mr. Travis Connett.
All right. Thanks, John. We had a meeting this morning with Motorola, and looking at the schedule for the GTR upgrade, they're going to kick that back off April 11th. There's six sites left for the GTR upgrade. There's five down in Southeast and one here in Anchorage. Weather depending, they'll be planning on doing the Southeast sites first, starting on the 11th, and finishing those up hopefully by the first week of May, again, depending on weather. There is a little bit of a punch list for them on a few of the sites of adding antennas and some feed lines and that kind of stuff and some optos that the STs need to perform. But as always in the help desk, we'll make sure everybody's aware on our daily of where we're going to be at and the outages that you guys can expect. And I also wanted just to talk a little bit about the J-Bear backhaul to the master site. So on J-Bear, there's the R1 North, the one RF site, and then there's several dispatch centers on base. And there's one link back to the master site. It went from R1 North to Alcantara. It tied into the state's microwave network at Alcantara, and it came back to the core. So there was a one point of failure. If we lost that microwave link, we pretty much lose all the base comms for the dispatch centers and that site. And that's the way it's been since beginning of ALMR. But Scott's team was able to work with the DOD and put in a secondary path on the base fiber. And so currently we have two links back to the site. So if one fails, we have that secondary path to fall back on. So I just wanted to say thanks to Scott and his team for doing that. ALMR has a great partnership with the DOD, the state, and the Muni. And when things like this come up, to better the system where they don't have to do that, but they do go in there to try to better it. It's great for all of us. So I just wanted to thank that. And Scott might talk a little bit more on that on when he has his talk. So and that's all I got, John.
Travis, thank you so very much. At this point, we'd open the floor for any questions for Travis. Travis, you did mention the outage spreadsheet, which I have found to be just a wonderful tool. It's a spreadsheet that I receive just about every morning, and it tells me what sites have issues, what sites are out, what sites are being modified. If anybody does not get that spreadsheet and would like to, who should they contact, Travis?
They can contact me directly or our help desk, and they can add you to the list to make sure you get that every day.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Moving to the next agenda item, the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. I'd like to start with Mr. Scott Stormo with the State of Alaska. Scott?
Thanks, John. Just to add a little bit more to what Travis said, the DOD proposal for upgrading some microwave pots and the system upgrade, and I don't want to talk too much about it in case that's what DOD wants to talk about, but that was recently awarded, and part of what's in that award will replace that legacy microwave that is out at a few of the Air Force sites. And the equipment that we loaned to get the backup out there right now will get replaced and we'll get our equipment back. But the other advantage to this happening is basically the microwave shot can be completely replaced from R1 North Alcantara, and it should not result in any outages to the base during that time frame. So it's always a lot nicer when you can take dishes off towers and change out equipment and not be under the gun of having a bunch of outages going on during that work. So that hopefully will help with that project as that moves forward. Nowadays, all of this, the microwave, the network equipment is all software driven. So just like the consoles are getting patched and have to be rebooted all the time, we're in a never ending phase of falling multiple iterations behind on software. So we're going to continue throughout the year to be, upgrading microwave software, upgrading the network equipment software, which results in reboots and momentary outages. So again, all that stuff will get coordinated as usual, but appreciate the understanding as that stuff continues on. The modern microwave and the modern MPLS system, just to point out the advantages of that right now, we've got two links that are broken, whether it's the microwave or the network. In the old days, that would have been multiple sites behind that microwave or network link that were offline until it got fixed. We've been living with a problem up by between Fairbanks and Delta for about the last month, and probably going to live with it for another until it warms up enough. But if we didn't have this modern equipment, you wouldn't be talking past Cathedral, basically, connected back to dispatch. So it's much nicer situation than we have today than what we had maybe, you know, 5-10 years ago. So it's painful to have to deal with the software all the time. It's painful to have to deal with Motorola giving us proposals to replace and upgrade stuff all the time. But it is you know, what happens. The stuff's not like purpose built that you run for 15-20 years anymore. It's a lot of commercial off the shelf stuff that has patching and replacements and life cycles that aren't as long as they used to be. And then one other thing you mentioned, you know, with the DoD's proposal we had done, we still need the Muni's proposal to be signed for the system upgrade, but we'll be going to upgrade the master sites and the software to 2020 dot something later in the fall, September, October timeframe, I think is the current plan. So there will be a lot more coordination and conversation as we get to that point. So that is all I have, unless there's any questions.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Any questions for Scott? Scott, I appreciate you bringing up the fact that we are looking at a very sophisticated system. I had to do a white paper for my boss last week on ALMR. And one of the things that I described is, you know, this is a $220 to $250 million system. You know, you can't take a system of this magnitude and just assume it's going to, you know, keep working without doing patches, upgrades, replacing equipment. You know, we have that investment here, and it's important to make sure that we keep our eyes on, you know, no difference in if how you would maintain another $225 million system. And so it's I appreciate you bringing that up. Moving on to the next speaker, Mr. Woodall, representing DOD. Tim?
Thanks, Scott, for covering that. That saved me some time. We think it looks good with the Air Force funding, the funding upgrade and that task order being awarded. So we're online for that. We're tracking the other service agencies getting money. We are on continuing resolution. Congress hasn't finished the business of passing a Defense Authorization Act at this point. So getting money decisions made is pretty difficult at this point. But we are online, we are tracking, we are moving forward with the plan to have a complete upgrade completed this year and get on track so that we don't fall behind in the future. And I think that's going to be an education process and a continual push to ensure that upgrade dollars are in place to do so in the future. Other than that, I think everything's working fine. I don't know of any issues to discuss. Any comments from the DOD folks attending the meeting? You're free to add those at this point.
Again, the floor is open for DOD.
Go ahead. Yep, thanks.
Yeah, I have no comment.
Any other questions for Tim at this time? Hearing none, Tim, thank you so very much for the update, and I appreciate all that you've done for the group and ALMR. I can't think of anybody that has more history that I personally know involved in the ALMR. So again, Tim, thank you very much. Moving to the next agenda item is new business. At this time, I'd like to bring up or let anybody bring up any new business. And if you just have any questions or observations or suggestions, please, the floor is open at this time for new business.
Well, this is Henry with DOT. Just as a FYI, I'm working on getting an appointment probably for myself as the primary rep for DOT, and then I'm not sure who yet, but to have an alternate so we can fill the missing slot from Dan's retirement last year.
Okay. Mr. Cole, thank you so very much. And again, someone that's been involved with ALMR for quite a while, and I appreciate it. Any other updates or new business for the good of the order? The next meetings are currently scheduled for March 2nd and April 6th. Before I ask for a motion to adjourn, I just want to bring the open the floor just another minute for any other questions, comments, suggestions. You don't like my haircut? Whatever. Yeah. All right. I entertain a motion to adjourn then. Nate Skinner, thank you very much. And a second.
Henry Cole, a second.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cole. All right, we are adjourned for this meeting, and so we're going to stop the recording, and Sherry will do that. And then we're going to move right on to the next part of the meeting, which is the